You're listening to SBS News.
Sydney businessman Govind Kant has become the second Australian to die from COVID-19 in India. The 47-year-old had returned to India for family reasons in April, and his death follows that of an Australian permanent resident in India in early May. The deaths come as Qantas stands by its COVID-19 testing process that resulted in 70 Australians being barred from last week's repatriation flight from India. The results of the tests were questioned after it emerged that the laboratory that ran them was suspended by an Indian accreditation agency last month. Qantas says it's rerun the tests at the same lab under additional supervision, and the outcome was the same. But the airlines confirmed it won't be using that same lab to process the tests anymore. Labor's Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong says it's not good enough.
So on the testing regime, I don't think the government should simply be leaving it to Qantas. The government should be taking responsibility to ensure the testing regime is robust so we don't see this happening again. But more importantly, for the longer term, the government should be doing what it should have done last year, which is to have quarantine.
Scott Morrison has conceded the woefully slow coronavirus vaccine rollout in disability residential care needs to be stepped up. Disability care residents and 1,500 staff have received their coronavirus vaccine despite being included in Phase 1A. More than 25,000 people with a disability who live in supported accommodation are still waiting for their jabs. Prime Minister Scott Morrison concedes the coronavirus vaccine rollout in disability care needs to be stepped up, admitting the aged sector had been prioritised ahead of it despite the two being deemed as the most high risk.
The aged care population, we're over 85% now, and so that has been the population which was most at risk. We saw that, you know, when the contact tracing failed in Victoria, and we saw the second wave just wreak havoc in that state, and we saw the hundreds of lives lost there in Victoria, and they were the most elderly and the most vulnerable, and that's why we've made aged care such a high priority.
An opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, says it's a national disgrace that the government has been complacent in the two most important areas.
The government needs to get vaccination and quarantine right. Aged care residents and people with disabilities were people who were supposed to both be in the front of the queue. They were in the first stage. We were told that 4 million Australians would be vaccinated by the end of March. This government's been complacent. The government had two jobs this year, to get the vaccination rollout right and to fix quarantine. And they've been complacent in both areas.
Meanwhile, business groups and health officials are calling on the federal government to map out a plan to reopen Australia's international borders. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison is trying to shift attention to domestic borders instead, which the federal government isn't responsible for. Mr. Morrison says that opening borders is dependent on the country's vaccination rate and is suggesting that those who are fully vaccinated should be free to move around the country, regardless of outbreaks or local lockdowns. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says difficult decisions about when to open up borders and ease restrictions need to be backed by facts and science, adding a successful vaccine program is the key to greater freedom.
But there's no doubt that the vaccine program is key to our freedom. Having a successful vaccine program is key to making sure that we can make decisions moving forward about our future. But we can't even think about those decisions unless the vast majority of our population is vaccinated. Any conversations we have now are premature. We all have a big job ahead of us in getting most of our community vaccinated. I'm really keen to make sure we provide a safe vaccine to as much of our population as early as possible. And I don't think it's a good idea to wait. If you have access to a safe vaccine, please take it.
And Queensland researchers have developed a world-first antiviral therapy that could kill off a virus in the body, including COVID-19. Gene-silencing RNA technology is used to destroy the COVID-19 virus genome directly and stops the virus replicating. Researchers say treatment may be available by 2023, pending further clinical trials. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.